quite happy now to be joined by Reggie Williams, a linebacker on both of the Bengals Super Bowl teams and now a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He is a member also of the FWAANFF, that's the Football Writers Association of America, National Football Foundation Super 16 poll. And we will talk about that in a second. Reggie, yesterday I was out at the Coliseum, and I figured the Bengals would win because here's a team with the continuity of four straight Super Bowl appearances, and the Raiders had a horrible, horrible defense last year. They're rebuilding, but the Bengals actually looked better than I thought they would. What was your impression?
You're absolutely right, Rick, and number one, thank you for having me on your show. I always appreciate the great audience that you bring, talking great sports topics. I was very pleased with the Bengals winning this one on the road. It's a West Coast trip, and the Bengals were 0-10 lifetime in Oakland. And I know that I've played a couple times out there, and it's a long plane ride home when you lose. So one of the things that I think really was impressive was the way that Dalton led the offense, and the defense really smothered the Oakland offense as well.
You know, a couple of years ago on that Hard Knock show, we got to see the Bengals, and we got to see what a mom-and-pop shop it kind of is with the Brown family, and Mr. Brown's daughter kind of does all the contracts, and Marvin Lewis has been hanging around forever, whereas in most cities, maybe they would have got rid of him if he missed the playoffs one year, but they still seem to be all right. They just got to win that one playoff game, but don't you think it is kind of an interesting operation? It's such a family store.
It is absolutely one of the more unique operations. Even the traditional football families like the Rooneys and the Maris have all sort of let go of the reins of the organization, yet Mike and his daughter Katie have really brought, you know, to the degree that you're looking for stability in a business, the Bengals are a stable, winning franchise. The issue that you appropriately pointed out is the lack of success of winning in the playoffs. And that is really such a huge factor in, you know, the longevity of a coach. It is amazing that Marvin Lewis is the second longest tenured coach in the NFL next to Bill Belichick. And Bill has quite a few rings on his fingers. And Marvin has his one from Washington. So I hope that this is the year that the Bengals, in vanquishing all of those old demons like never winning in Oakland, now will put together a successful season that gets them in the playoffs and a successful run in the playoffs to make a run for the Super Bowl.
Rick Tittle with Reggie Williams and a Dartmouth man. When you went and played Ivy League football and a third round pick, which is incredibly high for an Ivy League guy, and when you went there, did you think, hey, I want to play in the NFL and I don't care where I go to college, I want to get the education? Or did you think, no, I do want to go to a USC or a Notre Dame? It was just the Dartmouth education was too much to pass up, huh?
It was too much to pass up, especially when Bo Schembechler, the great legendary Hall of Fame coach for Michigan, came to my high school in Flint, Michigan, and told me to my face that I wasn't good enough to be a Wolverine.
Whoa.
And, you know, Dartmouth therefore became my only option to play. Ivy League football back in the mid-70s was really competitive on a national scale. There were teams ranked in the top 20. Dartmouth itself was ranked in the top 20 of 1970, Lambert Trophy undefeated team. But, you know, the fortunes of attendance in the Ivy League started to pale with all of the exposure and TV that erupted on college football in the 70s and the differentiation between the quality of facilities, the quality of and cost of a scholarship, that because Ivy League does not offer scholarships for athletic performance. So it has changed. But I love the Ivy League. I love that the National Football Foundation is honoring Pete and Charlie Gogolak. You know, two individuals that sort of revolutionized the kicking game in American football, and it all started in the Ivy League. And you don't see any kickers now doing the spread-ahead kick like they were doing prior to the Gogolak brothers.
Yeah, the soccer style came in right around when you started playing, and I'm thinking about the early 70s and Flint, Michigan, and the energy crisis, and, you know, we've seen the Michael Moore documentary, hardscrabble, yep. A blue-collar existence, and not many guys making it to the Ivy League. What was it like early 70s in Flint, Reggie?
Oh, Flint at that time was fairly prosperous because that was just prior to the factories, evaporating. Mm-hmm. And that sort of happened while I was at college. You know, you leave to go to Hanover, New Hampshire, don't watch TV for 4 years. You know, you think everything's great in America and everything's the same at home. Then you get back and, you know, you have an opportunity to go to a city called Cincinnati that you've never been to before. I've never rooted for the Bengals at that time in my life. The Bengals then were only 7 years old. But Flint, all of a sudden, there was joblessness. There were people on the street. There were gangs forming. There were people who were using street economics of selling drugs to survive, and crime proliferated, and Flint had changed. And even with all of the crime and its unfortunate title as the murder capital in America, my parents still live in the same house.
Wow.
On the same street that I grew up on. And it's something very special about Flint. It is a group of people who have bonded together to really stick it out, you know? And maybe that's why Michigan State is, you know, up there. I mean, Michigan State recruits and Ohio State recruits from Michigan. You know, so it's really one of the unique dynamics, having built a business for Disney here in Florida and had an opportunity to really see how strong and how competitive athletes are from all of the states and all the many sports. You know, there really was a preponderance of great recruiting in college football from the Southeast. And that's one of the factors that Urban Meyer has taken with him to the Midwest and really spread that recruitment net really far. James Franklin has brought that net from the SEC and Vanderbilt up to Penn State. So Big Ten football is surprisingly on a huge resurgence, and the SEC, which we have seen has been so strong in college football, it's really fighting to put one team in the top four, you know? And it's amazing. Alabama's going to be that team, and the question really will be who is going to be the second-best team in the SEC.
Well, I know
who will be able to,
Yeah, sorry. I know you have – we're running out of time. I know you have the Buckeyes number one. I just want everybody to know, get a better idea of this poll, because to some people it is new. It is a new poll, isn't it?
It's a new poll, and it's really focusing on the Super 16. There's a lot of inclusion and talk about the top 25 and many of the other polls, but the goal of this poll is to really focus the discussion on who's going to be competing for a national championship and who has the best conferences and who has got the momentum and who is taking advantage of breaks in the schedule and outstanding performance by individual athletes in pursuit of conference championships or a Heisman Trophy. So all of those things are evolving, which is what makes college football so great. So you have all of the football writers who are collaborating in partnership with the National Football Foundation, which heads up the College Football Hall of Fame, to really have an opinion on who really deserves those shots for contention for a national championship. So that's what the Super 16 partnership poll is intended to do.
We've been speaking with Reggie Williams, College Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl vet, Ivy League star, and also a Walter Payton Man of the Year in the NFL, which is a fantastic award. Hey, Reggie, I wish we had more time, and next time you come on, we'd love to chat with you more, sir.
Thanks, Rick. Enjoy you and your show, and continue success.
Okay, thank you very much. Remember to check it out, FWAA-NFF Super 16 poll. You can check out thefootballwriters.com and also footballfoundation.org, and on Twitter, at NFF Network.